What we need in Donegal is a full-time mediator for families. We know that if families, you know, don't have access to a mediation service at the point where they are, you know, where the couple are separating, it can lead to, you know, unnecessary additional distress and indeed a lot of cost. I mean, the adversarial environment of a court, it's much more preferable if people can sit down and have mediation and resolve their differences. So we need a dedicated service in Donegal.
Now, it would appear from a look at the comparable waiting times in other areas that Letterkenny isn't the worst in the country. There are 17 families waiting for mediation, according to the minister. Is that not arguably par for the course at this point?
Well, if you look at the waiting list over recent years, it has grown year on year. And we're advised by people who, you know, who would like to be full-time family mediators that they're only being employed on a contract basis, so they have no permanency. And then from time to time, you have, you know, and recently we had 27 people on the waiting list in Donegal. What we need, and we need a properly resourced family mediation service. I would also say, Donald, that we need a mediation bill, legislation that's would be saying to families and couples that before you go to court, you have to have engaged with a mediation service. We need to change the culture where people, when they separate, are going to solicitors, going into conflict, that adds to stress and huge cost to what is already a very difficult situation for them.
And as you say, mediation properly organised, offered and accepted can lead to a situation where breakups can be amicable, and that's better for the family, it's certainly better for children, and arguably it's better all around.
Absolutely. We need to get to the point. I've been raising this repeatedly with, firstly, Minister Alan Shatter and now Minister Frances Fitzgerald, and both of them have said that they do wish to have a mediation bill come through the Houses. We need to make sure that happens this year, and then we need to resource the family mediation service properly. We need a real change in culture in terms of family law and how we deal with the trauma of separation for families.